Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Cardinal speaking. Here I am sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world. And as I sit on the bedside table of children all over the world, as a glowing, lovely light, a beautiful yellow candle shining forth the beautiful light, all the sparkle I see in the eyes of the children is magic. All the sparkle I see in the eyes of the children is exciting, and I delight in my job of being Mr. Candle. Okay. I was down in Nigeria, and I was visiting a little boy named Peter. Oh, yes, Peter was quite a boy. And Peter was taller than the rest of the kids. He was bigger than the rest of the kids, but he was still a little kid. He was still only 7 years old, but he was a big guy. And Peter kind of fell out of place sometimes because all the other children were sort of ordinary. And Peter towered above them. And so Peter's mother recognized that Peter was having a bit of a difficulty with this, and so Peter's mother took it in hand. Well, now, who's telling you this, Mr. Candle? Well, Peter is telling me this. Peter is telling you that? Yeah, Peter. Okay. All right. What else did Peter have to say? Well, Peter said, "You know, Mr. Candle, I am so glad you're here. All the rest of the kids in the family, they pick on me. And all the kids in the neighborhood, they can't pick on me. And everybody sort of tries to put me down because I'm so tall. And I'm only 7 years old. And they're 7 years old, but they're ordinary height. And what am I going to do, Mr. Candle? What am I going to do?" And Mr. Candle said, "Well, how did your mother handle this, Peter? When your mother looks at you, what does your mother say? What does your mother say?" "Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Candle, my mother says I am an angel." "Well, how about that? That's pretty nice, Peter. Are you really an angel?" "Well, I don't know, Mr. Candle. I don't really know what an angel is." "Well, did you ask your mother what an angel is when she called you an angel?" "No, I was just so startled and so surprised, because she doesn't call all the other kids angels. She calls them by their name, but me, she calls her little angel. Her little angel, yet I'm bigger than all the rest of them." "Well, Peter, what do you think it means? What does the word angel mean?" "Well, our minister tells us that an angel is from heaven. An angel is one of God's helpers. An angel is something that goes around doing lovely things for people. An angel is somebody who brings happiness into the lives of people. An angel is somebody real nice." "Am I that, Mr. Candle? Am I that kind of angel? That's the angel the minister talks about. And the minister says that angels are good things." "Well, Peter, why do you think your mother calls you an angel?" "I don't know, Mr. Candle. I'm not like the rest of the kids. They're all just ordinary, and I'm so tall, so big." "Well, Peter, do you know that God had to stuff so much goodness in you, he needed to have a big boy to stuff it in?" "What?" "Yeah, that's right, Peter. God had so much goodness to stuff into you as a little boy, because it belongs to you, it's your nature. He had so much goodness to stuff in you that he made you a big boy. That made you a big boy." "Well, Mr. Ken, what's that got to do with being an angel?" "Well, the angels are good, you know. Angels are very good. Angels are people who have lovely thoughts and they go around thinking happiness for other people. Angels are people who look at the world and see all the goodness in the world and talk about the goodness in the world and share the goodness in the world. Angels are delightful things." "Am I really an angel? Aren't angels dead?" No, Peter. Angels are very much alive. Angels are the happiness that dwells in everyone's heart. Sometimes we call it and think it as a person, you know, like your mother says that you're an angel, and she's thinking of a little angel person that you are, a big angel person, so stuffed with so much goodness in you. Well, okay, Mr. Candle, but it still doesn't make too much sense to me. Because here I am, this bigger-than-everybody-else guy, and I have to go around being nice to everybody because I don't know how to be mean. Well, Peter, what do you mean you don't know how to be mean? Well, I'm just, I don't know how to be mean. I see other boys and girls sometimes doing things that might be mean, and I immediately say, hey, you guys are wonderful, you're wonderful, you're great, you're super, you guys are, oh, you're so wonderful. And they stop doing what they started doing, and it doesn't even get off the ground, doesn't even get going. Well, Peter, you really are an angel. Your mother knows what she's talking about when she calls you an angel. Well, what do you mean, Mr. Candle? Well, Peter, when you are stuffed with so much goodness that you cannot even think a bad thought, you cannot even think an unhappy thought, you cannot think a hurtful thought for anybody, you're just so stuffed with goodness, Peter. That's what you are. You're stuffed with goodness. And so that's all you know. Now, Peter, every time you compare yourself to the other children by your size, just remember you had to be as big as you are to have God stuff all that goodness in you. And you know, Peter, when God stuffs His goodness in you, you are God. Because God is in everybody and everything, and God is in you, and you're God. Oh, Mr. Candle, I thought you said I was an angel. I didn't say it. Your mother said you're an angel, remember? Yeah, well, okay. Well, I'm God? Yeah. Can God be an angel too? Of course. Every person on the face of the earth is an angel. Every person on the face of the earth is God. Now, what sort of games do you like to play, Peter? Oh, I like to play hide and seek, and I like to play run, and I like to play all sorts of fun games. Well, Peter, do you think that you as God like to play the game of you as an angel? What do you mean by that, Mr. Candle? Well, Peter, you're an angel, and you live with unconditional love. You go around loving everybody without any reason. Well, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. I can't figure out why I do things, but I just always want to be nice to people, to everybody. Dogs and cats and all sorts of things. I want to be nice to everybody. Well, Peter, you want to be nice to people because you're nice to yourself. Now, Peter, you just open your eyes and you look around you and you drink in the niceness of the world around you. Because the niceness of the world around you is what you poured out of yourself as your charisma, as your wonderful vibrations of energies of love going everywhere. And all you're doing is seeing your own reflection out there. Is that what an angel does, Mr. Candle? Does an angel see its reflection everywhere? Oh my, yes. What is another thing that an angel is thought of being, Peter? When you think of an angel, or when people talk of an angel, when they describe an angel, what do they describe? Well, I don't know. Oh, yes, you do, Peter. Come on now. If you're an angel, you should know what an angel is. Well, okay. I think that an angel is a light. Whenever an angel comes around, everybody is happy. A bright light is shining from the angel because the angel is good. Well, Peter, are you good? Yes, yes, yes. Are you very good? Yes, yes, yes. But Mr. Candle, that's not only me, it's everybody. Everybody is good, and everybody is wonderful. Mr. Candle, don't you know that? Yes, I do, Peter. But I like to be reminded by you, because you are an angel, Peter. You are a happy angel. You are an illumined angel. And everywhere you go, you let your light shine. Everywhere you go, you let your being shine forth through the energy, through the charisma, through the power in you, through the joy in you, through the happiness in you. And all the people on earth look at you and say, wow, do I like that person? Hey, I don't know why, but it's fun to be with you. It's fun to talk with you. It's fun to play with you. It's fun. Peter, all the boys and the girls, they're all saying it's fun to play with Peter because Peter is such a nice guy. Peter always says something beautiful about anybody else. Peter always has nice things to say about everybody. And he even says it about himself. He says, I am so happy today. I'm such a good guy. I'm just so pleased. Everything is so wonderful. Oh, my goodness, these toys are nice. You guys are so thoughtful to come and play with me. You know, everything you do, Peter, everything you do reflects what a happy guy you are. What a happy being you are. And you know, Peter, they sing, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. And Peter, you are that king. You are that for which the world sings joy to the earth, joy to the world. You are the Lord. But Jesus is the Lord. God is the Lord. I'm not the Lord. No, Peter, you are the Lord. You are the Lord manifest. You are the Lord living here on earth. You are that angel manifest. You are the allness, Peter. Peter, you are very special. Peter, if you were born a prince and you acted like a prince all your life, even though the times that you weren't being treated like a prince, you'd always be a prince and you'd always be respected as a prince. But when you don't act like a prince, when you act like an ordinary human being, when you act like an ordinary situation where you're not your unconditional love, all the world says, yeah, anybody can be a prince. Well, they can. But if you want to be a prince, you have to put away your childish things. You have to put away the things that said that you want everything. You have to put away the idea that you judge other people. You have to put away the idea that there's a world out there that you don't like. And you take in, into your thinking, into your attitude, Peter, that this is a very good world and you are the Lord. And you are looking upon the world, blessing it with your goodness. You are really wonderful, Peter. You are really good. You are really beautiful, Peter. Peter, I'm so happy to know you. You are quite an experience. Well, Mr. Candle, you sort of helped me think through a lot of things here. And you know, Mr. Candle, I'm not going to tell anybody about what we said. I think that's a good idea, Peter. Don't tell anybody. Just live it. That's right, Mr. Candle. I'm just going to live it because I know who I am. I know that I am me, and I'm wonderful, and I'm an angel, and I'm in charge. And Mr. Candle, I might not be able to say I'm God, and I might not be able to say I'm the Lord, but I can say I'm an angel. And Mr. Candle, you keep coming. You keep coming. And you keep helping me, because I'd sort of like to say I'm God, too. And maybe you'll help me do that. Will you, Mr. Candle? You bet, Peter. I will do that with all my heart. Oh, Peter, look at there comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming right in with his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it over you and all your brothers and sisters and all the children of the world. And you're going to have happy, happy dreams. Oh, Mr. Candle, thank you for coming. Oh, Peter, thank you for being the angel that you are.
boys and girls, until I see you next time, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.